Hi, thank you for calling customer support. This is Melina. How can I help you?
Hi, Melina. My checking account is being, you guys are deducting $64.97, and I don't know what you are.
Okay, ma'am, this is a third-party call center, and we do house many different campaigns. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up your account?
55082.
Thank you, ma'am.
And it says Swift Nourish.
Can you verify your first and last name, ma'am?
Michelle Nogle.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. And then can you verify your shipping address?
13865 Upper 58th Street North, number 102, Stillwater, Minnesota, 55082.
Thank you, ma'am. So I do see here that you ordered the Vibe Watch and the Vibe Pods. Those are earbuds and a watch. And that was on February the 13th. So you paid shipping and handling on February the 13th, $5.97 and $5.97 for the earbuds and the watch. And then they tried to charge you the retail price for the watch of $69.97. And they tried to charge you the retail price because your trial had ended. And then that was declined, so $64.97 was also declined for the earbuds. And then again, $64.97 was declined, and that was on March the 3rd. And then on March the 5th.
There was nothing that any full payments had to be paid for anything. That this was a free thing for doing some kind of survey. I refuse to pay this money.
Yes, ma'am. When you pay shipping and handling, you're agreeing to the 14-day free trial. It says it in the terms and conditions on the order page at the bottom, the box that you check. So I know it is easy to overlook the terms and conditions, but they did state that in there that they do charge the retail price at $64.97 once your trial ends. And since you didn't call in and cancel, they just assumed that you liked the product. So that's why they charge the retail price.
What is the phone number to call and cancel? Do you have that?
You can cancel here if you'd like, but you have.
I want everything canceled.
Okay. Well, we do hate to lose you as a client. Give me just one moment, ma'am. I'll be right back on the line with you, okay?
All right.
Okay, ma'am, so what I could do is offer you a free pair of earbuds or give you a 35% discount to that end of trial charge of $64.97.
I don't want anything. I want you to cancel it all. I want nothing.
Okay, well, what if I made that a 50% discount with my employee discount?
No.
Okay, well, give me just one moment. Okay, ma'am. So I did cancel out the account now. So
on all three.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct?
Yes, ma'am. I did cancel out the account. I just wanted to let you know that for the payment of, let's see here. Okay, since the payment for the watch was declined, I have to give you the address to where you can send that back. Give me just one moment.
I want this $64.97 refunded in my account immediately.
Yes, ma'am. In order for you to get a refund, you'd have to send the products back. So you've already paid for the earbuds, so you're wanting to return those as well?
Correct.
Okay. Well, give me just one moment. Okay, and I just want to let you know that when you're returning products, I'll have to give you an RMA, the address. You'll have to send the products back, and we do take a $9.95 restocking fee for the products as well as...
You do not charge my account anything. Nothing.
Ma'am, I'm trying to help you out. So if you want to send the products back for a refund of the $64.97, we can do that. I'm just telling you the steps that you have to take. If you want to keep the products, I can offer you a 35% discount to the $64.97.
No, I am not. I don't want to keep the products. I want everything refunded. I don't want to pay a restocking fee. Nothing. You have no permission to take anything out of my account.
Well, they've already taken $64.97 from your account, ma'am. I didn't take that personally.
Honey, I know it's not you personally. But at this moment, you are representing the company. I want that $64.97 refunded to my account. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Refund it. Or I will have my bank refuse to pay it. Just refund it. And do not charge my account anything else. I will have my bank refuse to pay them.
We can do a 50% refund of the $64.97.
No, 100% refund.
Let me speak to my supervisor. Hold on one moment. Okay, ma'am, so I am back on the line, and I did speak to my supervisor, and she said as a courtesy, we could offer you a 75% refund to that $64.97. You weren't charged for the other product. That was declined.
I want the $64.97 refunded to my account in its entirety. I will not pay you guys anything except for the postage, which was what I agreed to. And you took that out.
Where did you see the advertisement for the products?
It was on a survey thing.
Okay, so when that survey directed you to the order page, there's a box at the bottom that you have to check, which, you know, that's the terms and conditions that stating, you know, that you will be charged the retail price at the end of the 14-day free trial. And when you pay the shipping and handling, you're agreeing to that. So they do state that, and they do also send you an order confirmation. As a courtesy, we will refund you the $64.97 this one time. Give me just one moment, and I'll refund that account, and I'll come back on the line. Hold on one moment, okay? Okay, ma'am, so you have been refunded in full for $64.97. You can keep the products on us. Did you have any other questions for customer support?
Nope.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, honey. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.